Our expectations are very high and rightly so. We are looking forward to this meeting that it will strengthen the bilateral relations between Zambia and the USA.
On social media platforms, a lot of people are praising the president's delegation that he leads to the UN General Assembly, as well as his first official trip to the United States or abroad, if you may. It is one of the leanest, but talk to me about how Zambians are reacting to this news.
There's a lot of praise because it's an important step in cutting costs. I'm made aware Zambia has been through a very challenging moment, of course, and one of those challenging moments, of course, is relating to the country not having enough money for most of the essential expenses, as we've been through a period of massive infrastructure development. We actually traveled on a commercial flight, Qatar Airways, as opposed to using the presidential jet.
Some people are of the view that traveling on commercial flight, you know, brings its own challenges, especially security. And people are worried that the president might be exposing himself unnecessarily. Talk to me about how people are reacting to this aspect.
Well, let's have rightly said, Peter, yes, others have those concerns. But then also when you look at it critically, a commercial flight like Qatar Airways, like any other commercial flight going especially to the U.S., the stakes for security are very high. And now, you know, in the era of post 9/11, there's a high level of security almost on every plane going there. But also, even within his own team, of course, there is a security detail again within his own team to ensure that he's very safe. But also, people, you understand that there is a precedent that we have seen before with the late president, Johnny Pombe Magufuli of Tanzania. He used to travel on a commercial air flight, and then, of course, he managed to handle the security aspect, and also in the process, of course, saved a lot of costs through doing that. So these voices, yes, the divergence of voices, but it's a good move overall.
Now, the president is also expected to attend the UN General Assembly, or UNGA as they call it, and then meet other business or world leaders and try to attract foreign investors. Overall, what are the expectations of his trip after it's all said and done?
Well, of course, expectations are many. One, of course, at the UN, we'll be forced to interact with the global community. And of course, since it is a first trip outside Zambia, it is also an important opportunity, I think, for him to receive congratulations. And of course, you know, Zambia is one of the first most beautiful nation in Africa. And that in itself, of course, send the message to the world to say, look, it's very possible in this day and era to have a peaceful general election. It's very possible for a position political party to win an election peacefully. And this is very critical, looking at the times that we are living in.